The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn here, joined by John Budden, to look ahead to the best of the action on Wednesday. We've got two races to look at Newcastle, as well as one at Nottingham. I'm also going to have a brief look ahead to the Abbey coming up this weekend in France, because we've got a bit of news to bring you about that. First things first, how are you, John Budden?
I'm very well.
Good.
Excellent to be here.
Good. Good to hear. As I mentioned, we're going to start just by having a brief chat about the Prix de l'Abbaye, because big news on Tuesday, both Tiggy Wiggy and Muthmere will miss the race. In terms of Tiggy Wiggy, it's a little disappointing, John, purely because she's in such good form. She's had such a good year. And it would be nice to see if she could compete against her elders, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. But I'm not surprised at this news, really, Alex. I thought, first of all, that the Prix de l'Abbaye, it was coming pretty quick after the win in the Schieblick Park. Secondly, I thought Tiggy Wiggy was a ridiculously short price for two reasons. First of all, we all know that the draw in this race is crucial, and Tiggy Wiggy could easily have been drawn badly, which would have basically ruined her chance. And secondly, there was always a question that the ground might be really quite considerably softer than it was, for example, at Newmarket. She burst the rivals for speed in the Cheveley Park. I just didn't think that it would be the same necessarily in France, and I also thought the race was coming pretty quickly. So I'm not that surprised. Disappointed, yes.
Okay. Fair enough. That leaves the market looking like this. Soul Power in at 9-4. Then 8-1 for Stepper Point. 9-1 for Due Diligence. 10s for Anthem Alexander. 12s for Catcall, Music Master and Reckless Abandon. As well as Kotai Glory, who does need supplementing for the race. 14-1 then for Mirza, Pearl Secret and Rangali. A whole host on 16s then, including Hot Streak, Marek, Movie Star and Take Cover, to name but a few. 25s or bigger the rest. Is the race now Soul Power's to lose, do you think, John?
Possibly. Soul Power has been, you know, in tremendous form all season, really. And the 5 is the ideal trip. Again, we're up against the draw, I think, Alex, and that's the trouble with the Prix de l'Abbaye, that the draw is pretty crucial, and a bad draw would ruin Soul Power and will make 9-4 anti-post price very, very measly indeed. But obviously Soul Power is the one they've all got to beat. I think it's a pity that Muthmere has been taken out. That was an interesting decision, because it seemed that the Haggers camp were, you know, pretty well bullish about Muthmere going. However, obviously connections have decided to keep Muthmere for perhaps better things either later in the year or next season. What do I think will beat Soul Power? Well, I don't know about you, Alex, but there are two sort of English names that come out of the print. Stepper Point, to begin with. Second favourite at 8-1. I think that's a fair price. I was with Stepper Point very much in Ireland last time out, and I thought Stepper Point would win that race, and Stepper Point didn't disappoint. Won really well and had been very consistent in similar grades, really, to the Prix de l'Abbaye before that. Stepper Point must have a big chance, I think. And the other horse who interests me very much is Reckless Abandon. Because this has been very lightly raced, of course, and basically only came back to serious racing over the past month, was highly fancied to get the better of, I think, a top-class northern sprinter at Doncaster in Mecca's Angel. Amazingly short price. Mecca's Angel was allowed to go off in that Doncaster race at 12-1, if I remember correctly, and Sir Reckless Abandon, though, did not run at all badly and will surely improve on that particular performance. The form has been boosted because Mecca's Angel then went down to Newbury and won in extremely good style. In fact, after that race, there was a suggestion that Mecca's Angel might go to France, but the Michael Dodds camp and the Metcalf ownership decided to put Mecca's Angel away for better things next season. However, the form has been boosted, and I thought Reckless Abandon had a fair chance. So my two against the field would be Step A Point and Reckless Abandon at this case, unless it turned really soft, in which I would have an inkling for my old favourite, a really good three-year-old, I think, in soft ground, Hot Streak. But I think the ground has been relatively settled in France.
I believe so, and probably going to stay that way as well.
So. I think so, yes.
Okay, then. Fair enough. We'll move on to some horses that will not be competing in France at the weekend, but nevertheless, they've got their own prizes to win. The 440 at Newcastle is the first race we're going to look at. Handicap over 2 miles, a Class 5 event. We've got 15 runners down to go to post here. Not an easy race to call, John, but the obvious place to start looks to be with Moscato for Sir Mark Prescott. How often do we see one of his horses improve for the step up in trip and then rack up a bit of a sequence? This is exactly what this horse is doing. Won at Nottingham, then was second at Goodwood, then won at Yarmouth, then won at Newcastle, has course and distance form and stays the trip. What's not to like here, John?
A lot to like, yes. I had to go for this race, incidentally, the first one at Newcastle, because the programme's got a whole lot of pretty ribby-looking maidens, and I thought to myself, well, we need to go for a solid handicap. Sir Mark's horse is in very good form, Alex. Very good form. A good double at Bath. Well, one, a very short-priced one, High Secret. But the next one was gambled on really quite significantly. And Luke Morris drove it out to complete a double for Sir Mark. With Palisato winning two the previous week and one or two others going in, Sir Mark's got his horses going really well. They say the bigger the field, the bigger the certainty. And I'm certainly not going to oppose Moscato in this two-miler here at Newcastle. I see no reason why he should seriously be beaten. It was a good win last time. I fancied Dr. Irv, and quite a number of others also fancied Dr. Irv, who had gradually been coming into form, but Moscato was far too good for Dr. Irv and won well, and as you say, previously won at Yarmouth and been placed at Goodwood. I don't think he's badly treated, despite the run of sequence wins and seconds. So Moscato would be my definite choice in this race. What to sort of follow him home or perhaps cause a surprise? We've got Precision Strike, trained by Richard Guest. You know, I can never get them right. Ted's Brothers, another of Richard Guest's horses who win quite frequently. But Precision Strike, well, I'll let him win if he does win. I thought that the danger, if there was one, might be Malcolm Jefferson's horse, Enchanted Garden, who is a reasonably sound stayer. I was very disappointed with his run at Beverley last time. He was favourite to win that race, well backed, but ran much too prominently. He's a horse who basically needs to be settled and kept for a late run. Enchanted Garden's got quite decent form over hurdles. he won at Market Raisin before going to Beverley, but he was very well beaten in that Spice Fair race at Beverley. I put it down to the fact that he pulled too hard in the first sort of half mile and had destroyed his chances there. If he settles a little bit more, Enchanted Garden could run quite well here, but Moscato is my selection.
Okay, fair enough. Next up is the 5:40 from Newcastle. 5 furlongs of the trip for this Class 6 event. 16 runners going to post here. You've not made it easy for yourself, John, in the slightest. We'll start with Paver's Star here, who is arguably the most consistent horse in the field. Form figures read 2-3-3-1-3. One of the few horses that does bring recent winning form to the table as well.
Yes, I like his horse. Paver's Star, I think, is almost certain to be in the frame here, if not possibly going to win. You know, I do like these sort of races, Alex, as you say, they are minefields, but I enjoy trying to solve a winner of a sort of low-grade 15 or 16 runner Class 6 sprint. And Paver's Star is a horse who's been in very decent form. I'm pleased because Noel Wilson trains his horse for a long-time patron, and Noel's had a pretty thin time of it during the season. And Paver's Star has come up to Musselburgh a couple of times and run really very well indeed. He won a couple of outings ago. I think the first time he'd been ridden by Joe Fanning, who's got the mount again today. He won in good style, and he was well drawn on that occasion, made virtually all and won. And last time out, he nearly did the same. He was a very decent third. He's a horse in form, still at the right end of the handicap. I think he's got to go pretty well. And Paver's Star will be certainly high up on my list of possible selections for this race.
Okay. What about the others then that you're considering in this one?
Well, lurking right at the top is Foreign Rhythm, who's got quite a high number draw. And, you know, we saw what Graham Lee can do when he decides to go up the stands rails with that tremendous win at Ayr early in the Western meeting. Ronnie Barr trains his horse, normally ridden by an amateur, sometimes by his daughter. He's got top weight, could go reasonably well. My old friend Captain Scooby is in the contest as well, but I had to give it up on him. He's really proving too expensive to follow. The two that I thought might give the most worry to the selection Paver's Star, who I am going to make the choice. I've chosen one who I think is coming back to form. So is Ruth Carr. Chosen one showed last time out from a poor draw at Catterick that, you know, is getting back into form. Finished 6 of 13 on that occasion, which was much better than recently. And Chosen one is very quick when he's on the form. I don't know whether his draw is particularly good at 4 for this race, but were James Sullivan to get him out quickly, Chosen one might be hard to beat. And the other one I'm interested in, of course, is Black Douglas, who Rachel Grant rides. This is the horse who actually won the two-runner Scottish referendum race at Musselburgh. Won very easily. Yes, we can, was the name Black Douglas had on that occasion. Alas, for those who thought yes, we can in the actual political referendum would be the same similar winner, it wasn't. Black Douglas is a very quirky horse, but he did win at Newcastle 3 or 4 outings ago and remains on very good mark and goes well for Rachel Grant. So he might be the big danger, but I'm going with Paver's Star.
Okay, the final race that we'll look at comes from Nottingham. It is the 4:50 contest, and it's a handicap over 6 furlongs, a Class 3 event with 17 runners going to post. Some informed types here, though, John. We've got Triple Chocolate here looking for a 4-timer. Amadeus Wolftone looking for the hat-trick. Plenty of recent solid form here. Where should we start with this one?
Yes, well, this is Grassroots Final, of course, the sprint final at Nottingham, quite a valuable Class 3 event. But we might start with Triple Chocolate, who, as you say, is hunting up a series of wins. But what interests me about this horse is the connection with a Nottingham course and distance winner, Best Trip. Brian Ellison and Barry McHugh. Now, Best Trip had a little trip to Wolverhampton last time out. He's not, I don't think, particularly keen on the all weather, and it now, of course, is Tapeta surface, which might not have suited him. But prior to that, had run a very good second to Triple Chocolate at Newmarket. And, well, Best Trip to repeat that running, back at his, well, say, favourite Nottingham, certainly it's a course where he has gone quite well before. I thought Best Trip had a decent chance of reversing the form and perhaps winning this race. But as you say, there are lots of others in the contest who need a little bit of sort of consideration. Kieran Fallon's riding for Jamie Osborne, is he not? On Amadeus Wolftone. Have you any thoughts about him?
A horse that I've never really been able to get right, but nevertheless is talented. And two decent wins at Chepstow would put him in the frame, but I'm not crazy about Chepstow form, to be honest, John, as a rule. But again, he's one that would have to be on the shortlist, wouldn't it? Although this shortlist for this race is turning into a pretty long list.
It could well do. I quite agree with you, actually, Alex. I'm not going to go for Amadeus Wolftone, but obviously he will have support, and the strength of his two wins at Chepstow gives him a definite squeak here. James Given's horse has been going quite well, and I thought from a low draw that Shades of Silk might have a decent chance. The draw is quite interesting in Nottingham, of course. Sometimes in the autumn, it's often better to have a low number, that they tend to sort of win down the far side in the autumn, whereas they have in the spring and the summer always tended to win coming up the stands rails. I think Shades of Silk got a chance in this race. He won well at Carlisle. Beat a horse I thought would win at Hamilton earlier in the week, Madagascar Moll. But she, in fact, got out of the stalls like a crab and never got into that contest. But Shades of Silk's got a chance. And right at the top, Grandmother's Rules, of course. The horse at the top is the best horse in the race, Arctic Feeling. Mm. Now, this must have a definite chance. Richard Fahey, and a very good run in the Air Silver Cup. And that race, I think, is a pretty high-class contest in comparison to this race at Nottingham. Arctic Feeling was seventh in the Air Silver Cup. A very good run. Samantha Jo Bell rides, and Arctic Feeling, I thought, had got a very decent squeak. So, summing up, it really is a minefield of a race, but the two I like are Best Trip. Brian Ellison's horse likes Nottingham, but I'm going to go with a bit of class. I thought Arctic Feeling could step up on the Air Silver Cup form, and that is the choice.
Okay, Arctic Feeling then in the 440 from Nottingham. Can you just spin us through, or 450, I should say. Could you just spin us through your three picks then, John? The two at Newcastle and the one at Nottingham.
Well, we're going short for the first one at Newcastle in the 440. I do think Sir Mark Prescott's Moscato ought to score in that one. In the 5:40, on the other hand, at Newcastle, tricky old race, but Paver's Star looks to be the most consistent horse in it, and certainly in form. And at Nottingham, in a thrilling contest, I'm in fact going, this is the 4:50 at Nottingham, I'm going to go for the top one, Arctic Feeling.
Okay, great stuff, John. Best of luck with those picks, and enjoy all of Wednesday's action.
Thank you very much, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.